by him.
No, as a matter of fact, he vetoed it, I believe, and he was overridden.
So it increased the salary to 12,000. You recall what it was before that?
No, it was nominal, I know, but
So
I forget what
increase
it
it in
was.
legislative salary to 12,000. Did that make a difference in the type of people who came to the legislature or stayed?
My feeling is that it has, but I don't really have that kind of information. I think,
Well, I'm
again,
just
Alan
asking your
Morris would be
feeling
good
there.
on that, but my feeling is that it has. It's broadened the type of people that could come.
Is the governor overridden very often?
No, as a matter of fact,
Historically?
Governor Kirk was overridden a number of
Was
times. Of
he
course, that was,
atypical with all the other
yeah,
governors?
I think so, because he was a Republican and
That was a
that's a
partisan thing.
yeah. Governor Askew hasn't been overridden yet.
Now, looking back at his administration, what would you know, his first term, what would be the major achievements and accomplishments of the Askew administration?
Number one, I think, would be tax reform, which I know as a reporter just seemed like an impossible task in Florida, because at any time anybody would try to reform the structure, it would be he'd be opposed by a no new tax candidate, picturing the candidate as a, you know, a guy just trying to pile taxes on. But the governor was able to convince the people that corporate taxes ought to be levied for the first time, corporate profit tax, profit or income tax.
What rate?
I believe it's 5%.
What else? I mean, what else in tax
Well,
reform?
for the first time, another issue that had been fought for years was a severance tax on phosphate and minerals removed, and that was passed.
So they imposed a severance tax.
Yes, uh-huh.
What
Weren't
does
you
it
the
cover?
last state to pass a severance tax?
I'm not sure about that.
1971?
I don't know.
South Carolina doesn't have one.
They don't have one?
They also put in a provision for to reclaim the land that had been destroyed, so they can, instead of I don't know how it's set up, whether the state actually reimburses a tax or they. Or it's a tax credit for the reimbursement, I mean, for the amount that they would otherwise be reimbursed. But they can use, in effect, part of the tax to put the land back in order.
Does it cover anything else besides phosphate? The severance
All
tax?
minerals, yeah, removed from the soil.
Doesn't apply to forestry.
No. And then, they closed some minor loopholes, I guess, in the sales tax, but they also repealed some consumer taxes, the household utility tax, state sales tax on household utilities, and the state sales tax on apartment rentals, which rentals was repealed. So, in addition, it enabled the state to send more money to the local governments. In revenue sharing in Florida, I think, has made as much progress as any state in equalization of the schools and taking over the funding at the state level, I suppose.
Is it full funding at state level?
No, still, but they did put a ceiling on county school taxes at
Does it stay in
10
more
mills.
than 50%?
Pardon?
Is a state in more than 50% in the school system? Are they contributing more than 50%?
I don't know what the breakdown is, and one problem that we've run into, the state's been keep pumping more into it, and then recently the assessment levels have been required to go up around the state, and the school boards have not cut back on their millage in proportion to the the increased valuations. So they've been increasing theirs at about the same rate as the state has been putting more money in. That's one reason the governor this time, they did put a 10-meal cap on school taxes, and this time the governor's recommending that they lower that to 8 meals to enable the state to, you know, take over a larger share percentage-wise of the cost. Beyond tax reform,
in addition to the corporate tax, income tax, was any other, and the severance tax, was any other aspect of tax reform?
We consider the repealing of the others, you know, very much part of it. It was a package program.
What was repealed?
Passed this, and the household utilities, sales tax, and the sales tax on apartment rentals.
But you have a 5% sales tax there.
Right.
But and no personal income tax.
Wait a minute, 4%.
4%. Did I say 5?
Yeah. And no personal income tax, and the governor is very strongly against the personal income tax.
Does the sales tax apply to food?
No, or medicine.
Food and drugs are both exempt?
Right.
They've always been exempt?
Right.
Is anything else exempt? How about gasoline?
They're taxed, I think they call it an excise tax rather than sales tax, but it's taxed by the state.
Right, but is there a sales tax on gasoline in addition to the
excise
tax?
I don't think so. I can't say that for sure. But
any other major accomplishments?
Yeah, quite a few. The one thing that, when they passed the Constitution in 68, the legislature was unable to agree on a revision of the judicial article. And this has always been one of the governor's main concerns, both as a legislator and as governor. And he was able to get the legislature to agree and the people then to adopt a revision of Article 5, the judicial article. Which has streamlined the court system in Florida and also provided for appointment through judicial nominating councils around the state rather than the governor just picking, you know, political friends for the judgeships that happen to open up during the term. The governor actually, even before the Constitution passed, he put this into effect on a voluntary basis because that's the way he felt it should be done, but he got it in the Constitution for good now. Plus nonpartisan election of judges. I think education is another area that has been considerable progress toward equalizing the schools between the poor counties and the rich counties. Prison reform, going toward community correctional centers. There were none when the governor took office. There's, he'll know the figure, I don't. It's around maybe 30 or so now around the state. Going away, trying to go away from the large institutions toward the community facilities to put them closer to the work release programs and things like that.
He was in the Senate for how long?
I think he was in the legislature 12 years, and most of that was in the Senate. Might have been 8 years in the Senate. Consumer, for the governor named a consumer advisor and for the first time, consumer had somebody looking out for him, and they pushed through a bill in the last session that set up, in effect, a little FTC Act in Florida, which is working through the Attorney General's office quite well. Um, election reform, on setting up the elections commission to put enforcement teeth in it. This time we're hopeful making real advances in ethics with the Financial Disclosure Act requiring all candidates and public officials to disclose their sources of income. The governor also wanted them to disclose their income tax return, but it doesn't look like that part's going to go through. But it's going to be a very, probably one of the strongest laws in the country if it goes through on disclosure.
What is he trying to get that he didn't?
That he didn't? Well, he tried to get this last time and didn't get it, but it looks like we're going to get it this time. He tried to get a wetlands bill last time, and we're back again trying this time. I don't know whether we're going to get it or not to protect the coastal areas. Try to also get it for the inland water areas, but so at this point that's out of the bill, but the coastal wetlands is still alive and could pass. Another one of his strongest areas has been the environment, and he's been recognized by both national and state environmental groups for what he's done. The Land and Water Resource Management Act is considered a model in the country, and I think the national act that's pending in Congress now is pretty close to the Florida's Act.
Is that basically a land use planning?
Yeah, land and water management and planning.
What is there left to get done that he needs another 4 years?
That's a good question. Actually, he in his first year, he pretty much accomplished his platform, which was primarily the tax reform.
No, it piques my curiosity. It's early May, and he announces for the primaries in September?
Yes.
Doesn't he lose the advantage of being a non-candidate?
Yeah, he wanted to hold off as long as he could. And the reason, it was a very low-key announcement. The big announcement really will be in late June or early July when he named his running mate for this time. But the reason we had to go ahead and announce was he has decided that he's going to limit contributions to $100 a person. And we're going to use direct mailing for one means of raising this. And we need about 30 days lead time. And it's never really been tried in Florida before, you know, with that kind of a ceiling, so we need to get started on that.
Who's doing it for it?
We haven't signed up with anybody yet, but we're talking to a firm in Arkansas. I don't know, a guy in Arkansas.
I know them.
Are they good?
Yeah. If you want to go off the record, I can get a better record.
When he picked his running mate, is it traditional that the governor runs as a the candidates for governor run with a candidate for lieutenant governor, or is this something
new?
Well,
we didn't have a lieutenant governor until the new constitution was passed in 68. There was one back during Reconstruction was the last time.
Weren't you the only state that didn't have a lieutenant governor, too?
I'm not sure about that.
I think that's true, yeah.
And
Who succeeded the governor when the vacancy occurred?
It was the president of the Senate.
Who was elected by the Senate?
Yeah.
Does seniority rule in either house?
No, not at all.
Whoever's
elected the speaker and the president have the control, appoint the chairman.
The elected president of the Senate makes the appointments, not the lieutenant governor? The Senate.
Oh, the chairman? Oh,
right.
Yeah, right. The lieutenant governor has nothing to do with the legislature.
He doesn't even preside
like
in the Senate.
But the two do run jointly now.
Right.
And what does the lieutenant governor do?
Whatever the governor wants him to do.
So he's, in effect, like the vice president without the duties of presiding over the Senate.
Yeah.
But there's no real power in the office of lieutenant governor.
He doesn't preside over the Senate?
No. What's been done, Kirk had the first in modern history lieutenant governor, and he named him Secretary of Commerce. In other words, put him as the head of one of the big departments. And Governor Askew did the same thing with Tom Adams, who was the former Secretary of State.
So he made him, what, Secretary of Commerce?
He was. And well, then he ran into a problem, and the governor ousted him. He's now running against the governor for governor.
All right, when he
right now he has almost no duties at all.
That impeachment proceeding and all against him, did that grow out of originally newspaper stories?
Yes, TV and newspaper.
Do you remember who broke that story?
Yeah, Bill Cox, who's now with the Miami News. He was with the Fort Lauderdale News then. Was the newspaper guy, and John Hayes, TV guy.
They broke it simultaneously?
Right, yeah.
This was on the use of prison labor on his farm.
No, it was an employee of the Department of Commerce on his farm. He really just, you know, he used him as a personal aide, in effect, is what he did. But he and the governor have...
But he doesn't have
it
any
just
kind
didn't
of
really work out because they're very different men, and there was no way to share the administration.
They did not run as a team, right?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Oh, yeah. Tom Adams was the Secretary of State for, 10 years, and had always been talking about running for governor and never did.
He has no constitutional or statutory duties, only what the executive office decides he's going to do, he does.
Right.
Well, they ran as a team, and both being nominees of the Democratic Party, but did they run as a team in the primary?
Yeah,
they
got to select them.
Is that right? You've got to vote for a team?
Yeah.
That does.
How does that work? Is he selected by convention? Does the governor control it, or do you just unilaterally pick him?
Just picks him.
Now, it doesn't have to be referred to a convention or through a primary process or anything.
To run for governor, you've got to pick somebody to run the lieutenant governor with you.
Yeah. And it was a mad scramble last time because nobody wanted to run for lieutenant governor. Everybody wanted to run for governor. And so the candidates...
That must be unique.
That also has to be unique.
Yeah. The system really... there have been some members of the legislature that want to abolish the office altogether. And the governor really, when he was in the legislature, he didn't favor creating the office. He's not pushing now to have it abolished, but he's also...
But it was created by the Constitution.
Yeah.
But the Constitution doesn't say what the office is supposed to do.
No, it just says that he's...
There shall be an office.
Right.
And he shall succeed in the event of vacancy occurs.
Actually, Florida would be in a good position to do without one because... of the elected cabinet, you know, if they're going to have the elected cabinet, they're elected statewide, you could go to the Secretary of State or Attorney General or whatever. Could be set up another way.
Yes, they have a line of succession evolving in that way.
Has he picked his candidate?
No, he hasn't. I think it's been, in his own mind, he's kind of narrowed it down, but he's not talking about it to even staff at this point. After the session, we're going to start.
How about,
insofar
as the cabinet is concerned, do they run as a ticket? I mean, does the governor have a ticket that runs with him for the cabinet position?
It's always been every man for himself in Florida politics.
Has that changed at all, except for this lieutenant governor thing?
Not really, I don't think, although there's some signs that it could change this year and some other signs that it may not. The party, and you might want to get into this with John Morrill, I think is going to be a lot more active this year than they've been in the past and a larger force in the election.
As Republicans field more and more serious candidates and become more and more serious threat for statewide office, won't the tendency be to run together as a ticket then? There's one Republican... a statewide officer now, is that right? Mrs. What's her name?
Hawkins. Yeah.
What I'm getting at in the future is if the Republicans become more of a threat, won't the Democrats tend to run together as a ticket then and won't be every man for himself anymore?
It may go that way, but everybody, so far, everybody seems to be running his own campaign and in some cases not... not wanting the liabilities of, you know, that another candidate may have, or wanting their own campaign organization to, you know, to work for somebody else. They want them to work for themselves.
Insofar as being a political force, what extent are the, you know, the local Democratic organizations a force, or the local Democratic officials? If someone is building a political organization in Florida, to whom does he turn?
Well, again, I think it's been the way it's worked in the past is everybody has built up his own outside the party structure. This time, the party is gearing up. They've got a bunch of guys like John French, you know, who really want to make it a viable force. And John Morrill himself is a very, I think he's probably one of the best state chairmen in the country. He's a young guy that is very enlightened, and he's a lawyer, and shares many of the commitments that Askew has. And this time they're setting up regional, they started training people in the regions to be involved in politics and in the coming elections. So I think they are going to be a stronger force this time.
This will be after the primary?
Yeah, after the primary.
So each candidate has his own organization for the primary.
Right.
And then it's a question as to whether or not he...
Then they'll get help from the party in the general election, but they'll still also have their own organizations working.
Well, Don, probably the primary is in September. You can't get a hell of a lot of help from the party, can you, in that short period of time?
Well, it'd be more than a month.
But the party can gear up and perform a whole lot of activities in the course of that month.
Yeah, well, they can help a lot, for example, in getting out the vote. That's one of the things they'll be doing, canvassing and that sort of thing, and getting people involved at the local level.
And that will be a party.
But the local Democratic groups have not really been that much of a force at all. Hopefully they will be more this time.
Statewide, wouldn't you think the candidates' organizations are still stronger than the party organization in the statewide election? In other words, the candidate's personal organization doesn't turn over and become a party.
No,
it still remains.
You're
right.
Yeah.
Does Governor Askew perceive of himself as being the titular head of the Democratic Party in Florida?
Yeah.
So he maintains an active role in Democratic Party politics within the
state.
Yeah,
at the same time, it's kind of... he enjoys considerable support among Republicans in Florida. As a matter of fact, the polls indicate that percentage-wise, the Republicans support him just as much, if not more, than the Democrats.
Is that because of the integrity issue?
I think so, yeah. I think for some reason, I think it's the sincerity that comes across and the honesty. It just seems to cross all of the usual lines. His support, even when he opposed the straw ballot on busing, the poll that came out that was in March, and the following June, the poll came out and showed him stronger than ever, even though people, you know, strongly disagreed in that issue. It was 70% or so.
All right, his likely Republican opponent this year will be who?
Jerry Thomas.
All right, he's a former...
Former Senate President, former Democrat. He switched to Republican.
But is he still in the Senate?
No. No. He's been...
Did he lose? Or was
no, he just dropped out, I guess, with the idea of running for governor.
He lives where?
Palm Beach County.
Who besides the lieutenant governors have to be...
The only other one talking about it right now is Norman B.
The Wallace?
The Wallace guy. I don't think that he's going to get in. But there have been rumors from time to time that the fact that B and was talking about it and Adams is in will draw somebody else, a more moderate guy, to try to take advantage of the situation. And one name that has cropped up in the past was Mayor Tansler of Jacksonville. But I'd say it's pretty doubtful that that's going to happen.
Who does Governor's polling for campaign purposes?
Bill Hamilton has done it. It's really been done for the party, although we may hire him during the primaries to do another poll. But
does the party do much polling?
Yeah, they've done it each year. And it's the governor's popularity ratings have been, according to Hamilton, pretty amazing. You know, they've stayed at such a high level.
Would we be able to have any access to those polls? That book's coming out in the spring of 76. We've seen a number of them in other states, some by party, and in fact, we saw one in Georgia recently.
I think so, yeah. I'd have to explore that, but I think so.
Because what it really does is you've got a genuine measurement of all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But it's, you get out of guesswork then.
This would be after the election, though.
Yeah.
Where does the party get its financial support?
It gets it mainly from the candidate qualifying fees.
Okay. Who runs the primary, the state or the party?
The state.
And how does the fees work? The state runs the primaries for all political parties.
Right. And the fees are paid to the state, and they refund a share of it to the parties.
What percentage, do you know?
No, I don't know that.
Sound like very similar to Georgia.
Yeah. But you can get on the ballot by petition as well.
Yeah, but it's never been done. I think that's a new...
Can you get on the ballot in the primary by petition? Or is that only in the general election?
No, you can do it in the primary, too.
Sounds very similar to the Georgia law. What is the... Well, the governor, you know, would you expect him, or would he just, would he have, in effect, his candidate in the U.S. Senate race?
No. And there are several guys running that he's very close to. And but he's just going to strictly take a hands-off policy toward all of the races.
I mean, publicly and privately?
Yeah, right.
So his organization will not be even... working with any of the candidates?
No, there may be, he's not going to strictly require that nobody in his organization can work for another, and I think there'll be some cases of individuals working in one campaign or the other, but very little.
But it would be split among several candidates.
Right, yeah.
Now, if you ended up with a runoff, is it require a majority to get the nomination, majority
vote?
Yes. So if you had a runoff in the Senate between two Democrats, somebody he was close to and somebody he didn't care for, then he might very well presumably get in at that point.
He might, but I'd say it was unlikely that he would. And in the Senate race, I don't know of any two candidates that would fit that kind of situation.
And how about in the general election? Do Democrats tend to run as a team?
More so, of course, but it's still, it's always been every man concentrating on his own campaign with his own organization. And the only team aspect would be when they all happen to appear at a rally at the same time.
How about 1970 and when Childs and Askew ran in the general election? Did they run together?
No, they didn't run together. Of course, Lawton was walking, and in the people's minds, they were very much identified together because of they
were their campaigns coordinated at all?
No, but I think in both the press and you know what the press conveyed and in the public mind, they were a team, kind of the fresh new faces type thing that have populist appeal. Lawton's from his walking and meeting with the folks, and the governor from his program for tax reform.
That was his big issue, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it more on repeal of certain taxes or addition of certain taxes or the combination?
The main part of it was the corporate profits or corporate income tax, whatever you want to call it. And it was that was the thing that was considered impossible to pass in Florida. And it wasn't really, you know, he had to work very hard to get it through the legislature, and then he had to go out and campaign for it to a constitutional amendment.
The lobbyists still retain basically the same influence here they had 10, 15 years ago?
No, it's been weakened.
Why?
Partly because of electing people like the governor and some of the members of the legislature and Lawton Childs on the national level. Another reason, going back to what I said before, on the staffing of the legislature,
that's been a big factor.
They're more independent.
How about the campaign contribution law?